locations in Little Rock, North Little Rock, Cabot, and Hot Springs Village. Staffed with fellowship-trained orthopedic surgeons and sports medicine specialists. For more information on the web, go to martinortho.care.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
There we go. There we go.
I was on that midnight flyer out of Birmingham smoking.
What's up, Al?
From the office of your favorite president, good morning to all of the 609ers, Los Angeles.
All right, you 609ers, you know exactly what to do on this Thursday, August 13th at 609. Joe Klein, you move it, move it, move it. Let's go.
Hit that gong on that. Move it. Move it. Move, move, move.
Sure, you were born and bought me a silk suit. Put luggage.
Let's go to the phones. Talk to Randy Rainwater. What up, Randy?
He is a horny old man.
You know, you got to stop. You got to stop calling. Are you at the Waffle House?
Hey, baby. We're going to be here all day. We're going to be here. I like this kind of party. I like this kind of party, baby.
Swing low chariot, come down.
Yakshimash.
Yakshimash.
No break.
Come on, Joe. Here we go. First Los Angeles.
Los Angeles.
All right. Very nice. Very nice. Mama, no, mama, mama, no, mama, mama. Whoa. To Joe.
What's up, Joe?
Butt ass wide open.
I know.
What an asset you are to our show.
You are, Joe.
You say what an asset.
I love you, buddy.
Asset. Love you too, bud. What's up, Rick?
Let me tell those people something. Shut up.
Whoa, get him, Rick.
It's that was, I mean, I think that was like a national championship that you gave up.
No.
Los Angeles. Justin!
Strength and honor.
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 There you go, Joe. Attaboy. Bam-ba-dee. Bam-ba-dum.
Transition and getting up and down the floor and getting transition baskets. I don't think they have the team that can beat LSU. But if they can get a little mayhem going, as you like to talk about, they got a great chance.
I'm going to tell you what, that is so good. That is such a pro right there to weave that in. That's such a, I mean, that just was smooth. He worked in mayhem.
You're darn right. For us.
That is that.
You know, I mean.
It sounded good.
Anything could have gone wrong, but he did it for us, and it was flawless.
Good morning, everybody. It's 6:11 on this Thursday, August 13th. Glad you're with us. It'll be another scorcher today as we continue to march towards about a 2 weeks worth of 100-degree temps every day. Good morning, Roger.
Good morning, David.
Christian Weaver back in action. Good morning, Christian.
Good morning, fellas.
You did one of your kid things yesterday, right?
Yeah, it was my daughter's birthday.
Yeah.
So we did birthday stuff yesterday.
How old is she?
She's one.
Okay, all right. You take a spin, go buy her some presents or something? Wow. I don't know what you do, Joe, at one. I have no idea.
Yeah, I mean, there's not much they can do. We got a birthday cake and all that stuff, and they dug into it.
I got you. Well, good. Welcome back. And then you're back. You're off tomorrow for another.
Yeah, it's Titus's first day of kindergarten, so I'm going to take it.
Gotcha. Yeah, Joe Klein joins us. Joe,
hey, Joe.
You were listening to that yesterday, and you sent us a video, or not, a meme of what Dana was doing when she dropped off the kids. She was celebrating.
Dana told me when I got home, she goes, because I sent the same thing to her and to our family. Because they were all sending pictures and, you know, I think I'm going to cry and all this. And then I sent the one of the mom dancing. I said, well, I don't, you know, this is, I got this video from your mom, you know, after she dropped all you guys off. She was like, I cried every time. Well, I'll tell you, the funniest one was, you know, Will was going into kindergarten and we were dropping Daniel off at college. And, we were driving back from dropping Daniel off from college, and, you know, everybody was in the car, and just everybody crying.
Oh, wow.
Just crying.
Wow.
Now, I wasn't crying. I was.
No, of course not.
It was raining out. Oh, I wish it would have rained.
Joe, today is, I'm in a suit today, and it's because
I'm telling you right now, I've not seen this suit.
I know.
Get your ass down there and get that boot.
I know. That's not the same suit.
It's not the same color.
I was worried you, like, had a court appearance.
I know. Maybe that's next. Yeah, touchdown club announcement today, 11 o'clock over at War Memorial. If you're out and about, come on by. The zone will be there, not Justin Acree, but Phil will be there and be announcing the lineup. I was telling Roger knows the lineup, and we've got everybody coming in, but there's one major announcement we can't make, and it's big enough to where it's going to be over at Simmons Bank Arena. So anyway, that's the only disappointing thing, but it's a good lineup. Everybody will enjoy it. It'll be a good time, and you know, it's funny, Joe. You know, people always come up to me, "Have you had him?" And I'm like, "Yes." Even Sully go, "We have had him." And yes, people don't realize, you know, we've been doing this 22 years, and it's, you know, 14 speakers a year, so I've done, you know, 250 of them, and it's a challenge. Some people say no, some people it takes 3 months to get a yes, and so just glad to announce that today it will be fun. You know, we've been doing this with the Razorbacks really not being that good, and so you imagine if the Razorbacks had been winning 8 to 10 games, how much even more?
Yeah.
So anyway, a couple other things today is a National Lefty Day, National Left-Handers Day. Joe, any left-handers in the fam?
Mallory is kind of, she writes left-handed.
So she's, I've always thought that was sort of weird.
She does.
How does that work?
I don't know.
You guys are raising kids. Put it in the other hand.
Used to.
Yeah. You would tell the kid to do that?
We didn't do that.
What's that?
No, there was a.
Like, no, like there, back in the day, you know, they slap your hand with a ruler or whatever. Yeah.
Well, we didn't do that. I mean, you wouldn't make sure that you tried to put that spoon in the right hand. I don't know why.
It really doesn't matter anymore.
Well, Roger made the good point. You know, back in the days, school desks were made for righties, and so if you were a lefty, and of course, you might look up, Christian, the most famous lefties. We've got a left-handed quarterback. Fayetteville, probably the starting quarterback is KJ Jackson, right?
Phil Mickelson's lefty.
Who is it? Yeah, Phil is the most.
James Harden's a lefty.
Who?
James Harden.
James Harden.
He's a lefty.
Don't forget about David Frizzell, country singer's dad.
Is there any advantage to being a lefty?
Yeah, I think in baseball, for sure. Base.
To be a hitter because you're going against right-handed pitching.
Well, no, baseball, they say pitchers because there's not a lot of them. So if you can throw 98 miles an hour and you're a lefty, it's something different.
You're coming at you from the same side of the plate if you're right-handed. Yeah. Or from the.
But it's a different look. Most of the pitchers are right-handed. Lefty gives a little different look.
When you played in the NBA all those years, did you ever see somebody that shot left-handed?
Like just
In other words, you know, your lead hand would be most people are the right. Would lead with lefties? Does anybody?
Yeah, they were left-handed shooters.
Yeah, there's a lot of them.
Yeah.
Who? Give me an example. Anybody? Christian? You said yeah, there are.
Well, Chris Mullen.
Okay.
Chris Mullen was
okay.
Lefty.
Yeah. Anyway,
I think Mike Conley
didn't. Left-handed. Bo Kimble shoot with a left hand that one time?
Just be with his closed eyes. So because he was a lefty or something.
No, I think wasn't Hank lefty. Is that why Hank?
I remember that shot. I can't recall. Hey, today speaking of NBA, Joe, I sent you a message last night. Isaiah Joe coming by to hang out in the 7 o'clock hour. I didn't realize he'd been traded to the Pistons. I don't know where I was when that came down, but
trying to get all them touchdown club games.
Maybe that's it. Yeah, so he'll be hanging out for that hour with his dad. Great thing that he did, Joe, as I mentioned last night in the text. He went out with his golf tournament, raised $300,000, and gave $150,000 to the Oklahoma City Children's Hospital. He's given today. He's going about 2 o'clock. He's going to give $150,000 to Arkansas Children's Hospital. Apparently, there was something with his brother that Children's Hospital took real good care of him. His dad's coming in too, but apparently Detroit needs some 3-point shooting
badly.
Yeah, yes. And so he's a guy that they think can really help him, and he's better defensive. He's a better defensive player than whoever the other guy they're talking about. Duncan Robinson. Yeah, they said Robinson is not near the defensive
is
player.
Is he still there?
Yeah.
Christian?
I think
Duncan
so.
Robinson.
Yeah.
He's a good shooter.
A couple other things since we have Joe here. Pretty cool. The Lakers sell. They just sold last year for $10 billion.
9 months ago.
Yeah. Somehow they add $2 billion in worth. It just goes to show you somebody's willing to pay. Yeah. It's what the market will bear. And so you got Kushner, and that's Jared's brother. Right, the president's son-in-law, Josh. What does Josh do for? Is he a money?
Capital investment sort of thing. Yeah.
And then you got, is it Bob Iger?
He used to be Disney.
Yeah, so Joe. So, I mean, that's the most, from a sales standpoint, price, that's the most expensive franchise in the history of sports. Now, the Cowboys are probably valued at $15 billion, but still.
Justin Akre yesterday said in 1969, the Celtics sold. You know what they sold for? 1969.
Not going to be much compared to, what is it?
$3 million.
$250,000.
No. $6 million.
Wow.
Okay. Oh, wow. 69?
They said it was the equivalent today of $54
million. Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah. That's a lot of money.
Well, that is what one max player makes now.
Right.
Yeah, that's a great point.
A year.
Yeah, that's a great point. Yeah, I did see where the Lakers have one less world championship than the Celtics. I think it's 18-17. So,
right.
So those are the two most valuable franchises historically. And so that was a big news. Then the other
I think the two most valuable franchises in terms of money in the NBA are probably the Knicks and the Lakers.
Well, you can certainly guess New York.
Knicks are right there with the Celtics and the Lakers, I can promise.
I believe the reason that this went up by $2 billion in 1 year is just because of the demand. I think Kushner and Iger were trying to get the Las Vegas expansion, but it was maybe looking like they weren't going to get it, so they paid a little more than what the Lakers are worth to get it.
Yeah, that's and then the other story was that you had Russell Westbrook retiring after 18 seasons. So, really, MVP player, guy that's won a championship.
Top 50 all time.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what? Okay, well, let's go to Roger, see if Roger gets this. King of all trivia. What is the record that he set that I believe Alvin Robertson had?
Oscar.
Was it Oscar? I'm sorry. I thought Alvin was up there, too.
Well, you might be thinking it's
two different ones?
Two different things.
Okay.
Maybe we're doing two different.
Okay. Roger, you want to take a shot? Let's see if either one of them.
Yes, it was steals and assists.
No, incorrect. I was going to say it was triple-doubles.
Yeah, it's Oscar. Yeah.
So what was it that Alvin had?
He had the quadruple-double.
Okay, that's what he had.
He had two of those, I think.
Okay, I was thinking.
Which are
I don't think Oscar ever had a quadruple.
I don't think that he did. But Oscar was the last one to before Russell averaged a triple double.
That shows you how good, you know. That shows how good he was. I don't realize that. But, yeah, he was a good player. And, of course, he spent, 11 years with the
Thunder.
Oklahoma City. Yeah, right? Yeah. So and then bounced around a little bit.
In his prime, one of the most electric players in the history of the NBA.
Yep.
Yeah, he was tough as could be. 661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show. I also asked Roger on a little Facebook Live before. There's a poll out saying, have you enjoyed your summer? Do you think 23% were not satisfied? 61% Joe did not take any summer vacation, and that happens sometimes. Maybe you don't have time, maybe you don't have the money or whatever. But there's still 6 weeks left of summer officially.
Oh, really?
Joe, how would you value your summer so far? Would you give it? Are you very happy with it? You happy? Are you?
It's a question I wasn't expecting.
Yeah, are you going
to evaluate your summer?
I could have been. You could have. Wow, I could have really had a better summer. Yeah.
No, I had a good summer.
No, you did.
Yeah,
good.
Good right. Summer.
Yeah,
too damn hot, but
yeah. Roger and I had some good things. We enjoyed doing some things on behalf of the show. Summer of Adventure, thanks to Oakland. Yeah. I feel like we could have got more in. You know, I feel
six
like
six weeks left.
I know. Big fan.
Huh? I just got back from Marathon, Florida. Great time down that way. So,
yeah, that was a good trip.
We went down to Atlanta.
Yeah, ran NASCAR.
Was that trip sponsored?
Which one?
Marathon, Florida.
It was.
It was.
Who sponsored it?
What sponsors is it? That's a big umbrella.
Because when y'all sent me that video and y'all were down at Key West, and I was like, I know one guy.
That's terrible.
I said, Baz might go, hey, you know, can I get a tank of gas or something? Well, I know one guy. I'm not saying names, but I know one guy.
I don't want to have to say a whole lot because a lot of these people do these things, you know, to keep their anonymity.
Let's hit a couple of messages real quick on our Middleton Heat and Air text line. Somebody says Billy Richmond is a lefty. Is that right? Here's one from the 501.
Yes, he is.
I write and bat left-handed, but throw right-handed. That's Chase from Greenbrier. That's
Tommy
interesting.
Tommy played. He golfed left-handed.
Ginobili, was he a lefty?
Yeah, Manu was a lefty.
Yep. Manu. Yeah. Somebody said Derek Fisher is a lefty. Yes. Is that right?
Yeah, he is.
Look at the names coming up now. We've opened up a can of worms now. Larry Bird could shoot either way, right, Joe?
Yeah, he was righty, though.
Somebody says Bill Clinton is left-handed.
That's true. Yeah, I think there is some
presidents.
Yeah, there's a half a dozen or so.
Yeah, James Harden, you mentioned that. Somebody said left-footed punters have an advantage because of the opposite spin.
I've heard of that.
My lefties, my 95-year-old grandpa and 9-year-old granddaughter, both are lefties. How about that? Mm. A 9 and a 95. Here's one. Ask Joe what the differences were with playing for the Celtics versus playing for the Lakers. Your Lakers time was very brief.
Yeah.
So, but what were you, can you tell anything for the short time you were with LA?
Well, mostly, I mean, when I got there, Kobe was a rookie. It was Shaq's first year.
Oh, wow.
So they had Nick Van Exel, Eddie Jones, Derek Fisher was a rookie. So they were starting their journey.
Yeah.
When I got to the Celtics, they were in it.
Joe got to be on Bob and the Bulls, for God's sake. Yeah. You listen, Joe, it's like you got a tour.
Yes, I did.
But you got some cool experiences, you know, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Cool. Here's one. Someone says I could throw both ways. I was amphibious. All right. Somebody said summer has sucked, dealt with kidney stone first 2.5 months. Our man Tommy Norman, I know we had a little procedure yesterday. He's got some kind of hip action, but he's doing okay.
Yeah.
Doing okay, Tommy. Get well. This is one. Oh, my gosh. Think in football terms. What is the most famous lefty?
Is Marino left-handed?
I don't think so.
Stabler?
Stabler. That's it, Roger. The snake was a lefty. I forgot about that. Mickelson, as you said, lefty. Let's see here. Robertson had only one quadruple double, but it was unique in one respect.
Yeah, it was with steals. No one else had done it with steals, I don't think.
How crazy is that?
I thought he did two, though.
It was just one.
All right, there's no reason to yell at me.
There's only four players that have ever done it, I'm pretty
sure. Somebody says, we're in deep in the doldrums of summer when morning madness is discussing the NBA at 6:20 in the morning. Yes.
Hey, we got an NBA player coming in.
I know. Yeah, that's exactly right. And by the way,
Isaiah Joe, he'll be doing his camp.
Yeah.
I think it's all full.
It's not. They've got 9 slots left.
They do?
Yeah, I talked to Bill. They got 9 slots, right. And it'll probably be gone by the end of the week.
IsaiahJoe.com. IsaiahJoe.com. And that's at Summerwood. He'll be there on Saturday.
Yeah, we were talking. I had a little snafu, Joe. I didn't do it on purpose, but we were downstairs with the salespeople, and I was talking about Morning Mayhem, and I said, Money Mayhem. And I thought, you know what? That's, you salespeople, you know, that's the truth. Thanks to our fine sponsors.
Joe, you're one
Joe
of them.
Joe,
one
is exactly right. And we got the certificates out to the winners of the...
3 months ago.
You know what this week started, don't you? Everybody, it's a whole new season for you to be one of the deserving dozen.
That's right.
That we recognize later on in the year.
Yeah. What were we discussing about the lunch line yesterday? Was there something in particular we brought up about? What was it? Was it National Cafeteria? How did we get on
the day before? Whatever.
What was it?
What were we talking about? Was it pizzas?
It was somebody we were talking about. Maybe first day of school. I don't remember.
Probably.
These are two
lunch boxes.
Yeah. What were you? Yeah. Making your lunch. Did your mom make your lunch? Yeah, did your mom make your lunch, Joe?
How many sandwiches did you take?
You made your own.
No, it was like you're going to eat at the cafeteria.
Yeah.
Whatever they're having.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Here's one. Steve Young and Michael Vick probably were the best lefties.
Yeah. Steve Young, yeah.
One of the most famous throws in college football was made by a lefty, Rogers Bledsoe.
Is that right? Was it Flutie?
Flutie, yeah.
Flutie
was a lefty.
I couldn't get Bledsoe.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he was.
Oh, that's right. That's right. From Dave, I throw left-handed, kick left-footed, right-handed, golf right-handed, and shoot ducks left-handed.
I kick left-footed. I don't know why. Yeah.
I just find that. I wish I could do both. Yesterday we threw out a stat, Joe, where Mickey Mantle on this day hit his, in one season, 10 home runs on both sides of the plate in one game.
At least 10.
Yeah, in other words, he
not in one game.
No, that's what it was.
10 home runs.
He did it 10 times. Yeah, a home run from each side of the plate 10 times.
In a game.
Yeah. I mean, not one. You think once would be tough enough, but he did it in 10 games.
He did.
Great. Let's squeeze in Jimbo, and then we'll go to break, Rod.
Jimbo,
my wife is left-handed, by the way.
Oh, you've been sitting on that one for the discussion, huh? What is that?
She just texted him and told him he didn't know.
Yeah, how does that? Hey.
And why is he
She's
here?
Asleep.
Yeah.
She just texted him and said, why are you at work?
Yeah, how does that?
Hey, guys.
Yeah,
hey,
Jimbo.
From a fellow southpaw, of course, tennis is the only sport that is an actual advantage to be a left-hander. And the U.S. Open was won 11 years in a row by a left-hander. McEnroe, Connors, Arantes, Vilas, Martina Navratilova, Monica Seles,
lefties.
Rafael Nadal played lefty but was right-handed. His uncle taught him how to play, and he said, "We're going to make you play left-handed because you'll have an advantage being left-handed." But if you watch him at the end of a match, he throws his wristbands up into the stands right-handed because he's naturally right-handed.
Jimbo,
all right, that's all I got. Thanks, y'all. Jimbo. Have a good one.
Jimbo, fantastic. Wow.
Who's NBA who of all-time greats?
Who's your NBA and tennis show?
That's right. Yeah. Somebody says Rocky Balboa, another famous southpaw.
Oh, he was.
Somebody said that.
It's crazy. What are you doing, Mick?
Flutie wasn't a lefty, somebody said.
Okay. I thought he was.
Oh, I don't know. I'm just repeating or clarifying why the guy was saying his Bledsoe. Maybe Bledsoe, in fact, is.
We've challenged Roger to find some touchdown club clips from years past, Joe. Also, Best of Arkansas Sports have given the top 5 viral moments in the history of the touchdown club. Obviously, one of the big announcements today, Joe, will be whether Hunter Yurecek decides to come. So we presume he is, because that's been a tradition now for, this will be the, I think, 16th year.
Well, all the head coaches. Who's the head coach? ASU, UCA,
I was looking at how many coaches we've had since the Touchdown Club started. I think it's 7 at the U of A, 7 since 2004. Holy cow. All right, don't go away. If you want to be part of the show, 661-1037. Got Big Joe Klein in here, brought to you by Corky's. We'll let him talk about that when we come back. Don't go away.
up in the morning and I'm feeling fine. I gotta move it to 609. I tune the radio to the buzz, cause I don't wanna miss shouting Los Angeles. And I don't wanna miss shouting Los Angeles. A 609er is a who I am. I'm the number one fan of a morning mayhem. I say the number one fan of a morning mayhem.
The Zone Hotline on 103.7 The Buzz is presented by Jim's Razorback Pizza with two locations, Highway 10 past Taylor Loop and just off the Morgan Mall Mill exit.
Benihana Special, $5, your choice, sushi rolls and chicken fried rice, $5. Come see us at Benihana Bar Monday through Wednesday, lunch and dinner.
With KARK's Pat Walker.
The heat is no joke, and it is unrelenting. Today, mostly sunny with a high of 101. And of course, still our heat advisories and extreme heat warnings all the way through Sunday now. Tonight, clear down to 79. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 102. I'm meteorologist Pat Walker for the Buzz Radio Network.
Hey, Arkansas, the Powerball jackpot is more than $1 billion. Drawings every Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday. Get a Powerball ticket today at your favorite lottery retailer. Must be 18 or older to play. Call or text 1-800-522-4700 for problem gambling helpline. Instant fun? That's a win. The chance at a life-changing jackpot? Win. Creating scholarships for Arkansas students? Big win. Play the Arkansas Scholarship Lottery. It's a win, win, win. Call 1-800-522-4700 for problem gambling helpline.
Join the Zone each Monday for Game Balls and Jockstraps, brought to you by Acaddy's Touch Landscaping. Find out who made the best, average, and worst headlines in sports and entertainment each Monday as Justin and Phil give you their Game Balls and Jockstraps on the Zone from 10 till 1. It's all brought to you by Acaddy's Touch Landscaping. 501-794-2770. Call today to get your landscape updated to a whole new level. And be listening for Game Balls and Jockstraps only on 103.7 The Buzz.
FanDuel, in partnership with Oakland Sports, is now available right here in the great state of Arkansas. Looking to get more out of today's Major League Baseball action? FanDuel has you covered. Right now, you can head to the FanDuel app and claim a profit boost to use on any bet type for today's games. That's any bet type. Money lines, totals, home runs, player props, however you like to play. It's simple. Just tap claim now, grab your token, and apply it to your bet before you place it. Maybe you're backing your team to win. Maybe you like the over. Or maybe you're calling your shot and picking someone to go yard. Whatever you're feeling, use your boost to get more out of your bet. Head to FanDuel.com/Arkansas to get started. FanDuel, your home for home runs. Must be 21 plus and present in Arkansas. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Attention, Arkansas homeowners. Royal Home Improvement started with 50. Now we're looking for 30 homes to participate in our summer savings event. We want to evaluate our exclusive Energy Star rated ThermoKing windows in real homes. Call 1-800-565-1064 for Royal Home Improvement. 30 homeowners will receive promotional pricing. 75% off installation of a house full of new windows. Ask about zero interest financing, senior and military discounts, and you'll receive a $200 Walmart gift card with your window purchase. Plus a bonus, call 1-800-565-1064 for a free $50 restaurant.com gift card with estimate. Have your zip code and location ready to qualify. Call 1-800-565-1064. That's 1-800-565-1064 or online at royalwindows.com.
Listen for Champs and Chumps on Fridays during The Zone. Brought to you by Washita Bar and Grill on Central Avenue in Hot Springs and BKC Home Builders. Building premier homes in Hot Springs.
This is Miss Arkansas 2026, Ava Weeks, and you're listening to Morning Mayhem with David, Roger, Justin, and Christian.
What's the name of this song, Joe Klein?
Give me some love.
Who's it by?
Hollies. Is it the Hollies?
It's Spencer Davis Group.
Spencer Davis Group with Steve Winwood.
Yeah. Wow. Look at that. Good job, Joe.
Well, tell me who this is.
Because it's a Saturday. Because it's
what you're
a game
about?
Day. Because it's tailgating in the parking lot day. Because we get to watch the Hogs play. That's why we cheer.
I'm not going to give it all to you right now. That's just the tip. That's just the tip.
We had a guy yesterday that was losing his mind. I turn the channel when she comes on. I said, dude, it's 20 seconds.
No, I know. I mean, I appreciate her.
Yes. I'm glad that song goes for 5 minutes.
And that's not even the album version. Who is this our guy?
Please don't.
When the weekend comes and the game draws near, I get out all of my Razorback gear. I put on my hawk.
Is that our preacher
guy? I don't know. I don't think it is.
Okay.
That sounds full.
Well, I don't want to be a Commodore. Don't want to be a Wildcat, that's for sure. I want my life to be more pure. Thank God I'm a Razorback.
Come on.
Well, I could have been a Rebel. I could have been a Bulldog. But all things considered, I'd much rather
back
be a
up.
Hawk. Don't get me wrong. I'm not a Gator hater. Thank God I'm a Razorback.
I'm not very a Gator hater. Not a Gator.
I think we need to do the Razorback song contest.
I think so, too. You want to get in on sponsoring it?
Joe, talk about Corky's. What's going on at Corky's, bud?
Man, it's just got school back in session where, you know, things.
That changed for you?
I don't know why, but I mean, I just think you get, after the 4th, you get the doldrums of summer. People are trying to do vacations. It's hot. And, you know, in the barbecue business, everybody kind of gets barbecued out, I think, a little bit because going through the 4th. So you're gearing up for Labor Day now, getting ready for all that. School gets back and things start picking up. Your caterings, your parties, just people start, you know, getting back into their routine and with business and things like that. So, yeah, we're up and running. Got, you know, like I always say, man, we can get it to you however you want to get it. And we can deliver it, cater.
I like it.
How much do you like it?
Come in and have a party. Sit at the bar and have.
I like it a lot. Yeah. You know, and get work done. You got your plug-ins now. Very nice.
We got all that stuff going on. It's however you drive through. So, I mean, however you want to get it, we can get it to you. And what's the saying, Roger? You're not going to beat.
There's no better value. There's not a better value. I'm telling you right
that's
now.
For sure. It's great food.
I don't know what you're doing.
There's
good food.
Everybody has good food, right. I'm not saying.
But yours is a. Listen,
there's some negotiations underway about the possibility of the big rumors out there. Could Roger make a special trivia night appearance at
Corky's?
We've talked to his people. He's a little steep.
I'm telling you, that would be fun.
We offered him free appetizers and, you know, all you can eat. You know,
I'm giving that away.
All you can eat ribs, and that's what he said. He said, "Well, we're doing that." That's a given.
Couple of things.
Start asking for like towels.
Let's hit some messages here. Scott Allison, who knew we know Raj, said that David, remind for everyone to put fresh water out for their animals. It's hot. Think about your animals. And, of course, the other thing, too, got to give
her. Samantha, put some water out for Roger.
She sure will.
We got to give some props to Middleton Eaton Air. Those guys are busy. I mean, my gosh, you can imagine all these.
Well, Christian's electric bill is crazy high. That's when we talk about money and value for your dollar and this and that sort of thing. And mine is, too. It's just going nuts. I'm trying to figure out what is going on. Why?
The damn air conditioner ain't shutting off.
No, it never
it's
does.
Too high.
It never
so
does.
High.
I just had to go in there and turn it off the other night to just to, you know, keep.
We got
to
get your app. You got to be able.
I know.
To
we go. Yeah, we go. We like when we leave town, man. We
shut it down. Shut it down. When we landed back from Florida, as soon as the airport landed, I had the signal. It's when I turned the air back on. Shut it down.
Yeah. So it says free Wi-Fi at Corky's? ?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. That's a must for me when I.
What's
take
a
my
must? For you?
Well, it works for David. We don't have like a. I don't know that when you come in there, you log into Corky's or you do it. I don't do it.
You can just ask when you come in there.
We have Wi-Fi. I mean, I know it works for Basil. And he doesn't leave home without his little buddy.
That's right.
No, he does not.
Here's one. Steve Qualls. Raj, I'm a left-hander. We're the only ones in our right mind. Oh, very nice little play on words there.
I did not know that.
Let's see here. My wife and I are both left. Today's National Left-Handed Day. No joke. My wife and I are both lefties. One of our 4 kids is lefty, but I golf right-handed. That's how it's sort of weird to me how you selectively start doing things right-handed.
So. A lot of times, too, it's like, you know, there's a lot of choices with right-handed golf clubs.
Yeah. True.
Left-handed golf clubs.
True.
I mean, I'm.
But yeah. Christian, look up to see what percentage of the population are left-handed. Predominantly left-handed. I'd be curious to see what it is. So, hey, this is good. Pinto said Barry Lunny Jr. was a lefty.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Old number 7.
Someone said Doug Flutie absolutely wasn't left-handed.
Okay.
You don't get that. Yeah. Let's see.
Well, I think that was it because we was going back and forth. But I think maybe the guy is suggesting that maybe Drew Brees or Bledsoe, maybe.
I think he's Bledsoe, yeah.
Okay, because I mentioned those.
This is interesting. I have a friend whose older brother, 8 years or so, played college baseball. He would come home and play catch with him. He intentionally forced him to throw lefty as a little kid in hopes that he would one day have a good pitching arm. I think others, you know. To do that.
Well, you know what? James, Meredith told me yesterday that she has signed up James again for junior deputy ball. We were talking about that the other day.
Yeah.
And I mentioned to you that he really likes, because when we play out in at the yard when he comes to the house, he would go on both sides of it. So he played a six. So he batted on both sides, and I encourage that to keep happening.
Yeah, no,
for him to be able to do that, because that's good. If you can get somebody to do that, as opposed to him I can't do it, I can't do it. He's all in.
Yeah, I think it's a cool thing to
so
do.
Oh, so do I. I think if you can do that, it's one of the coolest things there.
We can ask Justin when he comes on. I think Justin is teaching South to do both sides of the plate, or maybe it's Ella that's doing that. Let's see here. Michael Vick drowned his dogs with his left hand.
Whoa!
Make that Boomer Esiason and Tim Tebow lefties. Is that? I didn't think about Tebow.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan, but Tua was a left-handed, but prettiest spiral ever.
Okay.
It says that 10% to 12% of the population is left-handed.
Wow.
Also, I want to throw out, I'm pretty sure Bill Russell was left-handed.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Is there anything that you do that righties take for granted that lefties is inconvenient besides that one day?
The riding.
Well, is there anything else besides that you go, wow?
Your salad fork.
You have to reach across.
What
about?
Because your place setting.
Nothing at the drive-thru. That's not really affected.
Your drive-thru. Well, that's
drive-thru is always on your left.
Well, listen, we all, it's like when your microwave goes out, oh my gosh, I didn't realize we used our microwave as much as we do when it's gone. Same thing if you hurt your dominant hand when you go to the bathroom. You go, oh, my gosh, I don't know what I'm doing.
Kate was listening. She said Ella is right-handed but hits from both sides of the plate. There you go. I mean, I think it's a great school, you know. If you can teach your kids to do that, it's super.
If they don't push back.
Isaiah Joe will be by here in the 9 o'clock hour. I mean, the 7 o'clock hour, rather. Joe, we saw Roger and I were out there. Dude's got a great golf swing, too.
Oh,
holy cow.
No, played with him. It was a few years ago. We were at Eric Musselman used to have a tournament, and he would invite all former players and stuff. And he and I were playing, and he can sting it, man.
This is something that I did last year. Touchdown Club announcement today, 11 o'clock. So, I think we got JM there. JM's up and at him. My equipment is due to be retired for a new set. Yeah, we can get him. Hey, Justin, what's up, bud? Are you there? Check, check, check.
Just thinking about it, playing the ukulele now. How many guitarists are left-handed?
That's a good point.
That's a different
most
look.
Guitars most are right-handed, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess you can flip it.
No, you can't.
No, you can't, because if you flip it, string number one's now string number six.
Was it Hendrix that was right-handed and played a left-handed guitar?
But he comes to mind as far as playing
right-handed.
You have to buy a lefty, right? Yeah. Let's try Justin one more time. Justin, you there? Check, check, check.
Hey,
we got
me?
Yeah, we got you now.
What's up, guys?
Hey, we were talking about lefties. How many people play guitar that are lefties? Is that a common thing, or is it mostly righties that playing the guitar?
It's not.
Oh, boy.
You go to the drive-thru. Drive-thrus are left.
Yeah.
You start your car with a right hand. That's it. Or you push now. It's got the button, but it's still right.
It's always on the right side.
But you're able to do that sort of thing. It's just the inconvenience for a lefty, basically. When we were in school, our age anyway, when you were in grade school, you had that big desk.
Right.
But it was when you got to junior high and all that you had the
little arms.
Thank you. Yeah.
So I was talking about, Justin, if you're there, just talk, because I think we might have dropped you already. So Joe, listen to this. So through 2025 last year, this doesn't count this year, these are the stats of the people that have been brought into the Dillard Touchdown Club. We've only been around 21 years so far. 11 Heisman Trophy winners, 11 Super Bowl MVPs, 64 Super Bowl titles and NFL titles, 49 college national championships, Let's see, NFL Hall of Famers, 23 NFL Hall of Famers, 30 College Football Hall of Famers, 72 All-Americans. The coaches combined that have come, pro and college, have won 10,680 games. Those were the combined. Coaching bowl wins, 367. I mean, that's just, you know, that's a lot of, and I'm going to read real quickly some of the names that we brought in, because people go, well, have you brought in him? Yes. Have you brought in him? Yes. We've brought in a lot of people that you just wouldn't, you forget. And now, Joey, have you been to a touchdown club? Was that the Southwest Conference Hall of Fame that you went to? Which one did you come to see? Which one?
I used to come a lot for the Razorback football coach.
Oh, yeah, okay. Are you coming this year?
I
got you covered, Joe. I got you. And you can sit next to Roger in front with the Hendrixes.
I'm sure that
can
we
you,
would.
Can you get me a seat, Roger?
I can get you a seat. You know what? I don't know. Is Scanlon going to be there every day? Scanlon, if you're not.
I call him Scanlon. Right, buddy.
We'll take a break. Come back. We'll see if we can reconnect with Justin. Glad you're with us. Isaiah Joe coming up here shortly. We've got Big Joe Klein brought to you by Corky's. We've got to play a little Factor Crap brought to you by Arkansas Municipal Equipment.
You're not going to do that.
No, I won't do it with him. No. And then Melinda Mayo will be on. I think Melinda Mayo's doing Daybreak again today. Yeah. She's back. She was doing the other one, GMAs, that they're still using her.
She's over there. She's back over there. She's taking over my endorsement of Ava Bella. I mean, that's done. I'm out. I'm gone. And I'm getting text messages from the Hendrixes saying, Roger, you wouldn't mind giving up your seat for Joe, would you?
There we go. Good people.
They're good people. All
right, don't go away. 646. David Bowser for my good friends at Luxury Pool and Spa in Conway and Russellville, celebrating 50 years in business. Now is the time to start planning for your new pool. It's a huge investment, and having a company that you can trust is crucial. Owners Jeremy and Shane Lawson build the pools themselves, so they will know every inch of your new pool. Luxury Pool and Spa is also your Central Arkansas headquarters for chemicals, and they have great rebates going on now for Pool Life and Bakwasil Pool Chemicals. Just bring in a water sample, and the trained professionals at Luxury Pool and Spa will ensure that your pool has the proper chemicals needed. Luxury Pool and Spa is also the proud dealer of Pollywood Outdoor Furniture with Climate Tough and a 20-year warranty. They also carry Pentair pool equipment, pool toys, and the Big Green Eggs. It's the perfect time to turn your backyard into your everyday oasis this summer with Luxury Pool and Spa, celebrating 50 years in business. Take it from a happy customer. They are the best. Live the life of luxury with Luxury Pool and Spa. Check them out online at luxurypoolarkansas.com.
Oakland is here for when you want the ultimate escape, all in one place. Check into the Luxury Hotel. Escape to Astral Spa, the only Forbes 4-star rated spa in Arkansas. Indulge at award-winning restaurants like the Bugler or the Oak Room and Bar, all before having the time of your life at the 24/7 smoke-free casino where the energy goes all night. Here, excitement and luxury meet under one roof. Oaklawn Hot Springs. Join the fun. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's nothing better than the great outdoors, especially when you have a great lawn and being outside enjoying it. But let's be honest, when the mosquitoes attack, it can be a real buzzkill. And just like the best defense against weeds is the team at Sanders Ground Essentials, the best defense against mosquitoes this summer is too. A monthly mosquito barrier from Sanders Ground Essentials can keep those mosquitoes away, which keeps my backyard parties going. On the web at sandersground.com, Sanders Ground Essentials, let's get growing.
Hey, it's Christian Weaver here. Can we agree that summer is way better when your body actually cooperates? Because if joint pain is slowing you down, knees, hips, shoulders, back, you're probably missing out on the best parts of summer. Maybe it's walking the neighborhood, playing with the grandkids, golfing, fishing, hiking, or just getting through the day without hurting. That's why so many people are turning to QC Kinetics. They're the nation's leader in regenerative treatments, and they help people find lasting relief from chronic joint pain with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. Best part, QC Kinetics is right here in Woodrock, and they're offering free pain evaluations right now. Just call 501-393-1159. You'll meet with a medical professional, learn what's causing your pain, and see if their natural regenerative treatments could help you feel like yourself again. But don't wait too long. Appointments are filling up fast this summer. Call QC Kinetics now at 501-393-1159. That's 501-393-1159.
Life comes at you fast, especially behind the wheel. So if you think it's no big deal to drive a little over the speed limit, think again. In a collision with a pedestrian or bicyclist, it can mean the difference between life and death. Getting somewhere a couple of minutes faster isn't worth someone's life. Let's look out for each other by following posted speed limits. Drive aware, save lives. A message from the Arkansas State Police Highway Safety Office.
Everybody knows the Brad Hendricks Law Firm is famous for car wrecks, big truck crashes, and medical negligence cases. But they do a lot more than that. They help good people who can benefit from bankruptcy. And they also help older folks who had their Social Security claims denied. When you need a lawyer, call the firm that is Pure Arkansas, where you won't ever be just a number. The Brad Hendricks Law Firm. Tradition, reputation, results.
Start off the week with Morning Mayhem, broadcasting on location from the new location of Max Strength Fitness on Canis in West Little Rock. It's the ultimate anti-gym if you're 40 or older and want to get stronger, protect your health, and feel like yourself again. It's the place. Claim your two free workouts today at maxstrengthfitness.com.
The guys aren't perfect, so if you hear them say something wrong, let them know at 501-661-1037. They call him Big Joe from Slater Mole. He is a 7-foot man, muscle and meat.
Yeah, boy!
One of the leading scorers in Razorback history. Big Joe led the Hogs to an amazing 75% winning percentage, including a historic win against number one Michael Jordan and North Carolina. He captured Olympic gold, then added an NBA world title with MJ and the Chicago Bulls. Big Joe actually played with as many NBA teams as Tom Brady won Super Bowls. But who's counting?
Yeah.
He loves Westerns and worships Barry Manilow. Now representing Corky's Ribs and Barbecue, Joe Culline.
There he is, ladies and gentlemen, the gentle giant. Razorbacks had off yesterday. They're back in pads today. Boy, you know, Joe, I went up there to watch the first practice in shorts and helmet. And, man, it was, I tell you, it was hot up there. I think both those fields are grass, too, so that makes it better. But I can remember, too, Joe, I don't know if you ever remember going down in the on the field, the main field at Razorback Stadium. When, you know, if you're up in the Brewers Complex, you walk down that slant, to go down on the field. Yeah. I remember walking down looking, and you could see the vapors rising about 8 feet high.
Used to lift, and then we would walk.
Yeah.
Y'all would be practicing a lot of times, and we'd walk across the football field to get to Barnhill, and it was like, thank God we're, you know, Barnhill wasn't air conditioned either. It
was, how about that?
But it was still better than where you were.
I can remember, I can remember Dean Weber to try. What is the thing when you have you start hurting your toes?
Turf toe.
Yeah. So Dean was trying to prevent turf toe. So he comes up with this idea to put a piece of metal, like a metal sole, in the bottom of every shoe. So you can imagine how hot. It was already 100 degrees, and then the turf made it 110, and then you got a piece of metal. Then Lou started wetting the field.
Deadly weapon
it was just a mess trying to.
It would have been like, hey, Dean.
Yeah.
hey, man, I ain't wearing this.
let's check some messages here. I think Justin's next concert should be a benefit show to get new equipment for the studio. No, I think it's he's on the road somewhere, so he's trying his best. We'll see if we can connect with him. It's a frustrating deal. He doesn't have MacGyver.
He doesn't. I'm sorry.
MacGruber. Roger would be there
fixing
it for
him. I'm talking to him about maybe traveling with him because he's not going to get a steel guitar, but he's looking for a ukulele guy.
Here's a few messages. Gary from Austin. Lefties don't have to switch hands with their fork and knife to eat. Is Hunter Yurchep coming back? We'll find that out today at 11 o'clock. I always wonder which left-handers used to pee with and run one out to makes you think.
I don't know.
Whoa.
First of all, he misspelled it. Yeah, it's not run.
Run.
So we'll just leave it alone at that.
Okay.
Babe Ruth was left-handed.
Yes,
okay.
He was.
Paul McCartney, lefty.
Okay.
Didn't realize that. Check out Eric Gale's guitar, guitar slinger. Plays guitar strong upside down. I am right-handed, but smoke with my left hand. Now, that's funny.
I think he might be talking about a left-handed cigarette.
Listen.
Which is weed.
Hendrix played a right-handed guitar but played left-handed.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hendrix was left-handed and flipped over a right-handed guitar and learned how to play it upside down.
Crazy, man.
Yeah. Neither Drew Bledsoe, neither Drew Brees or Bledsoe were left-handed.
What is that person talking about?
All right, well, obviously they're just taking a shot at me, but here's the thing. I'm going to pray for him or her.
Someone said Obama's a lefty. Is that right?
Yes.
Clinton's a lefty? Yes. Obama's a lefty? Is that a Democrat
well,
Republican thing?
Well, no, it's not.
Hey, guys, I'm a lefty, but shoot with my right hand and eat with my right hand. My dad and stepmom didn't want me to be left-handed, so they forced me to learn to eat with my right hand. There was one here talking about a teacher would go around slapping kids if they were using left hand. A large percentage of valedictorians of high school classes are left-handed. I did not know.
Well,
that.
Again, because everything was set up for right, and nobody thought it was a bad thing. I don't know about. I mean, I guess there were people that slapped things out of their hand, but no. I mean, when your baby is using that little rubber tip spoon. Or whatever it is to eat, you did notice it, and you would try to put it in the right hand just to do that, and some took and some didn't, I guess.
My friend was left-handed in school. His hand was always pencil and pen stained from writing the wrong way. I don't know.
Yeah, that's the thing with the left hand. You know, when you write right-handed.
Listen, they would come all the way over. It would be a...
Right-handed, your hand doesn't go across the graphite or whatever. If you write left-handed, it's going across the pencil.
Wow. How about Sandy Koufax is a lefty, too? Yeah, so Babe Ruth and Sandy Koufax. Absolutely. My gosh.
Well, Braun is left-handed but plays right-handed.
Is that right?
Yep.
Anyway, learning is interesting. Learning about how many lefties. Here it is. My mother was in grade school. The teacher would walk around and smack the students in the hand with a steel ruler if they were writing with their left hand, and made them switch the pencil to their right hand. Good Lord!
There we go.
Yeah, I've heard that before.
Back when this country was great.
That's right. Because listen, you're not going to be able to make cakes and cook dinner with that left hand.
You're not going to have a successful life if you're left-handed.
That's right, exactly.
Someone says here,
we're going to change it right now.
They should fix Big Joe's intro. It should say Michael Jordan and number one UNC. What does it say?
I have no idea.
Do you remember? Oh, it does.
Don't act like you don't know what it says. You haven't read. You've got the text. I don't know. I don't know. It does say.
It says Michael Jordan and UNC. I don't know if it says number one UNC. I don't know if that really matters.
Okay. Someone says from the 501, it's a right brain, left brain dominant thing. It's why lefties become presidents and artists and such. It's a right brain thing. I don't know. I have no idea. Glad you're with us today. It's also National Filet Mignon Day. You don't have that at Corky's, do you?
No, we don't.
You don't do any steak.
No, we don't.
But you got everything else.
Yes.
Everything else.
We talked about doing steaks, but... Steaks are hard.
It's enough you're doing tamales.
It's another layer.
You know, you could do that for Comfort Food Sunday.
Hey, Isaiah Joe coming up next.
We'd cook him a steak.
Yeah, world champion Isaiah Joe. How about that? And former Razorback. Don't go away. We'll be right back in a minute.
Spring is almost over and the summer's coming. The days are getting long.
The best seats of the game don't always require tickets. Sometimes all you need is a pair of earphones. And 103.7 The Buzz. KABZ Little Rock.
This is the Pigskin Preacher bringing you the word. You are listening.